I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Word came right on cue today. The Walt Disney Corporation is buying up big pieces of the Murdoch family's 21st Century Fox. Disney will pay $66 billion if you also include the debt that comes with these properties. Watching this unfold closely is Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, who'd been tracking recent statements by Disney chief Robert Iger. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, David.
For folks paying attention, and you've been paying attention, there was a very strong hint that Disney would be interested in a move like this.
Yeah, talks have been going on for a couple of months. The rumors have been going on for a couple of months. So it's no big surprise.
What did the CEO of Disney say to investors recently?
Streaming is where it's at for the entertainment business. Disney's been a laggard. Last month, he was grilled by equity analysts, and he said that streaming direct-to-consumer is now Disney's highest priority. Here's how you win in streaming, because you're fighting Netflix and Apple and Amazon and Google, the real monsters. You win by controlling the content. So one of the rationales for this deal is for Disney to add the Fox content. If Disney can hoard enough content, it probably can beat even the Silicon Valley monsters.
Now, there will be antitrust questions. What kind of merger might this be? Horizontal, just getting bigger, or the vertical kind? Make the shows, distribute the shows, actually exhibit the content?
It's both. It's horizontal because you're going to add Disney, Pixar, Lucasfilms, plus Fox movies and television. So that's horizontal. But it's also vertical. So there are companies that produce content and companies that distribute it. That's the vertical relationship. Disney does both. The antitrust problem is that Disney will control more content that it can distribute through its own distribution channels and block out other distributors. It also will control more distribution, and it can use that to distribute its own content and block out other content producers. It could be a win-win for Disney and maybe a lose-lose for competitors.
Disney picking and choosing assets from 21st Century Fox, movie studio, cable channels, but not Fox News Channel, the Fox broadcast TV stations, or all the Murdoch-owned newspapers. Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, thank you.
My pleasure, David.